It is, of course, the holiday season, a time of joy and love, and of course, the occasional family dispute. One moment on C-SPAN recently caught our attention. Brothers Brad and Dallas Woodhouse were speaking about their own sharp political divide when they took a surprise call.
Let's go to Joy.
Go to Joy
in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning.
Hey, somebody from down south.
Well, you're right. I'm from down south.
Oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother. And I disagree that all families are like ours. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving.
Is this really your mother?
No, you're my mom.
I was very glad that this Thanksgiving was the year that you two were supposed to go to your in-laws. And I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas.
So is it so unusual to have a family that fights over politics during the holidays? We decided to ask a few people in a heavily political area just outside Washington.
I'm one of those people. We just don't discuss it. I'm on one end and my brother's on the other end, and we just do not discuss it, period.
It's the holidays, no matter if it's Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. It's time for family and to everybody put things aside and worry about what and who we are. Family.
Just remember they're your family and you don't have to agree with them.
I think we can't get away from it. I think it's inevitable. So we're all just kind of deal with the holidays that we are, enjoy themselves, hopefully safe. And we share by a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hari Srinivasan has more on the science of relationships and how to avoid problems at your family table.
Joining me now from Raleigh, North Carolina, is the civility columnist for The Washington Post, Stephen Petro. Thanks for being with us. So a lot of us are heading to dinners or time with family that inevitably has some stress built in because of the opinions that they might hold, whether it's about politics, whether it's about other issues that are facing America right now. How do you deal with those family members who you just really disagree with strongly?
Well, first of all, great to be with you. Happy Christmas Eve. You know, I put a little post up on my Facebook wall earlier this afternoon and quickly got some snark back on this question. Eat by yourself or bring lots of duct tape. So I'm going to move away from the snark here. Let me just say, this is not really easy. Everyone thinks civility is something that just kind of rolls off your tongue. You know, we've just been through a bruising political season, left and right, Democrat and Republican. So many folks are habituated to being on social media where snark and sass and everything is really the language du jour. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's Christmas Day, and family is in one room around one table looking at each other. And you're hoping to get out of there alive. So I have three pointers that I want to make suggestions about. First is make some pre-rules. And that means you need to do that tonight. What do I mean by that? If you know the triggers in your family, the hot topics, let's say it's marriage equality or it's Ferguson or it's abortion, agree beforehand. You're not going to have them on the table tomorrow. Just put them aside. You can come back. Number two, don't personalize it. If you're going to talk about issues, don't, you know, say, Uncle John, you are, you know, Barack Obama incarnate or Mitch McConnell incarnate, whatever it is. So keep it general. And I think the last point is really important. We have lost the art of conversation and listening. And I think a lot of that comes from social media, Hari. You know, we're so used to flaming and blocking and defriending that we don't know how to listen. We don't know how to engage people. And I really want to encourage everyone to do a little bit more of that and see where these conversations can go, because it's really great to have friends and family that you don't always agree with. We actually learn from them.
I've seen some stats that say a quarter of us have defriended people based on some of the things that they've shared on social media sites like Facebook or Twitter. Policy disagreements, really, that we don't necessarily think about, but we say, you know, somehow it does affect the core of us and who we are.
Yeah, I was very surprised. That's a Pew study statistic. 26% have defriended or blocked for a political matter. It's not even something personal. It's politics. And you know, we've really gotten habituated to not wanting to see those who disagree with us, you know, and not wanting to talk with them. And that's reflective of the larger culture. And I think, you know, when many of us say, what can we do about this world that we live in? One thing we can do is start at home at the holiday table tomorrow.
You know, one strategy that people sometimes take is the silent treatment. let's just avoid this altogether. Let's just deal with this once a year. I can be in the same room with this person, but I don't have to talk about it. And let's just not talk to them altogether. Does that work?
I'm afraid not. But it's a very prevalent tactic or strategy. And there was a study that came out from Texas Christian not long ago, 14,000 people. And it looked at the effects of sort of the cold shoulder effect or the silent treatment. And basically, the result was it's manipulative and it's not productive. So, folks, again, it's about talking. It doesn't mean that we're going to agree. It means that we're going to find our way through this. And I think at every table tomorrow, there will be conflicts. That is really a given. It's how we manage them that is important, how we talk our way through. So no silent treatment, sorry.
Okay, and what if it's not intense political disagreement or about the state of race in America or inequality? What about if it's just the person that you're going to have dinner with that's annoying, and you know it's annoying, and other people know it's annoying, but you have to sit with them and bear with it? What's your best tip?
Harry, do you have one of those in your family, too?
I take the fifth right now.
I'm taking the fifth, too, because I've got two families probably watching. You know, there's actually a beauty about having one person in a family who irritates everybody. It bonds and bands everyone else together. So that used to happen in my family with my late Uncle Ray. I can name names now. You know, take it with a grain of salt. The evening is only going to be a couple of hours long, and then it'll be next year.
And family lasts forever.
Family lasts forever, exactly. And that's what this holiday is about. It's about family. Let's not forget that.
All right, Stephen Petro, the civility columnist of the Washington Post. You can also find other tips online from Mark Shields and David Brooks. That's on our website. Stephen Petro, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Hari. Happy Christmas Eve.